Matt, you're slipping.
What?
Yesterday you got through the oatmeal before the we cracked open the mics. Today you're only halfway done.
Oh, no, I wanted to savor it today.
Is it called flapjack oatmeal?
No. So it's I haven't corrected you because it's actually a like a pancake. It's like a protein pancake.
A protein pancake. So it's not even oatmeal.
Nope.
What a
protein pancake.
Mm-hmm. It's actually really good.
It's called flapjack though.
Yeah. The brand is flapjack.
A flapjack power cup.
Mm-hmm.
Kick ass, man. It looks good.
They are very good, but they're like $4 a stupid thing.
$4?
Okay, I rounded.
What, you made them American?
I rounded for dramatics. It's $3.
American?
Yes.
U.S.
Bitcoin.
Currency?
Bitcoin.
Three Bitcoin. They're $75,000 a container.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
All right, let's get things going today, Mahoney. You got some good news and some bad news to kick things off. What would you like first there, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
This is not the first one of these stories that we've heard as of late, and I doubt it'll be the last, but here we go again. An adult party.
Oh, I thought I was going to be so excited. I thought you were going to sing OK Go. Now here we go.
No, if you say here we go again, Whitesnake, we are talking Tawny Kitaen doing cartwheels on Jaguars.
No, I think treadmill dancing.
This is more of a tan snake thing. It was down in Brazil, so it was a swinger party, and there was 20 couples at a farm near Buenos Aires, raided by the cops.
Wait, swinger party at a farm?
Yeah, in Buenos Aires, raided by the police, and after they received reports that the event was breaching lockdown conditions. This is the second of such parties that we've heard about in the last couple of weeks. A disgruntled swinger who had not been invited to the party called the cops to notify them.
Knocked
them out.
You know, SD energy, man. That is what's going on there.
Also, how undesirable do you have to be when they've got 20 couples and they cut you out? Like, you can't have 21?
Because what do you do with the odd man out? That's what we were talking about the other day.
21 couples is still 42 people. It still works. It's couples. Couples. Like, if it was individuals, I would get it. If
he
brought somebody else with him, yeah.
But it doesn't sound like...
No, it sounds like he just wanted to ride solo.
Yeah, man. This dude is... He called the police.
I like how we don't even have the name or the gender of this person. We all know it's a dude.
Oh,
absolutely a dude.
Without question. 1,000% this is a dude. Without a doubt.
Police say the partygoers thought that the cops were there to participate in the swinger event as well. Police did not know what was happening. One of them was like, what's going on here? And then the people are like, we're excited. What's going on with you? And the cop said this is comical and absurd at the same time. Ended up breaking up the swinger
party.
So
they thought that they were like strippers, like cop-dressed strippers.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to show up at a swinger party.
Dressed in uniform.
Yeah, man.
I imagine that's a bit of an aphrodisiac for some.
Is that an extended baton, or you just happen to see me?
See, that just sounds like privilege. They have some cops walking the door, and they're like, our strippers are here.
They are confident in their sex party.
Yeah, never been.
Like, we knew some weird stuff was going to happen tonight, but I didn't know it was actually going to get shot.
Could you not follow COVID protocols if you went like eyes wide shut masks? I feel like that.
The eyes wide shut masks had the nose and the mouth open.
But you could maybe, you know, ball one of those zipper masks.
Yeah, just gimp it up. Everyone has to wear a gimp mask.
And do we know
that's my kind of party.
If the zipper mask. Leather face coverings, are those considered, are those adequate if
are
I
they
were to go
CDC
to the grocery
approved?
Yes, yeah. I think Fauci did come out in one of those masks saying, yes, these are
How much is a good GIMP mask, I wonder?
A
good one, they get up there.
Are you talking real, genuine, like grade A leather?
Yeah, like, here's the thing, like, if you're going to put on a GIMP mask and get down and say you're at a 20-person swinger party, you can't have an uncomfortable face throughout the entire thing,
I feel
right?
Like there would be a lot of fluids so you would want to be able to, like, have it either, like, machine washable or not so expensive that you
can hose it off. Quality leather.
I'm on Amazon right now.
They sell them on Amazon. Of course they do.
It's the ultra fun leather hood mask, full face party costume, cosplay mask with zipper. It is $9.95.
We could each get one.
If you want a pink one, though, it is $20. So the black one is $9.95. The pink one, not on Prime.
Wait, is it,
they're doing
but the black one is
like
Prime.
Like razors for women. They're upcharging just because it's pink.
It's pink.
Ring it up.
Is that the most expensive one you can find?
No, that's just the first one that came up on Amazon.
Yeah,
Why does the
entry
pink
level.
One look so terrifying? They have it like, dude, it has eyes and a mouth.
Your Amazon shopping list from here on out, the suggestions. Oh, no.
Why do the eyes look like
that? It's like a Lucha Libre
like
mask.
It does.
if Lucha Libre and Deadpool hooked up.
That would be their love child. I hate it. I hate that
that's
a lot.
That's horrible.
That's terrifying.
That's definitely $10 quality.
Also, zippers near the eyes?
I
no
don't like
way.
That. Yeah.
No
yeah.
way. Yeah. Your eyelashes would get caught in a zipper.
Yeah, only the mouth area.
Some good news today as well. U.S. emissions fell by 10.3% this past year, the largest single drop in the annual emissions report since the World War II era. Had COVID-19 not been a factor, emissions likely would have only declined about 3%, but still 10.3% is huge. The report emphasized the fact that reductions were not only due to temporary decrease in economic activity and not from structural change. It could deliver a more long-term lasting effect. So we would like to see that number continue to go down, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and I guess if there's a silver lining to some of this stuff, there's little shreds of good news along the way.
We take the victories where we can, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm
you're just, still looking at the gimp mask, aren't
you? I've found some other stuff that you may also like.
Oh, yeah?
My gosh. I just peeked over at his
what
computer.
Is
it? It's like a bedazzle. It looks like a Bane mask, but bedazzled. Like, you would find that at Buckle.
Oh, that's disgusting. Who would wear that? Let me see.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a lot of people rushing out to buy homes as mortgage rates ticked up a little bit. So mortgage applications surged 20% last week in response to a slight rise in rates. The MBA said the increase, 99 basis points higher than a year ago, was enough to help the spur of applications. Application volume is 93% higher than it was a year ago. The expectation
Wild.
Of additional fiscal stimulus. And you got to think, I mean, a year ago, coronavirus wasn't even here yet.
Yeah.
You know, I think things were rolling along.
The good
just fine.
Times were rolling, yeah. as they say.
I mean, everything hit the skids on Friday the 13th in March.
Yep.
And then that was, but I mean, here we are, you know, middle of January, and a year ago, and you'd think, oh, things were great a year ago. Application volume 93% higher than it was a year
just
ago.
Just crazy what real estate has done in this country. I mean, well, you know, on my home mortgage, I think I told you this a while ago, like I have an adjustable rate. It adjusted down.
Which is something that never happens.
Which, I mean, you keep hearing about all of these interest rates and all of, like, it's like the lowest ever in history. What is it at right now? Like 2.3 or something ridiculous?
Depends on what you're looking at and what part of the country you're in.
So hearing about that, the application volume being up 93%. Totally makes sense. Why would you not take advantage of anything like
because
that?
Well, because you don't have work. Yeah, because there's millions of people who are out of work here in the United States.
That's what's amazing, right, is we see all these jobless claims. And you're right. I mean, like, on paper, it makes perfect sense. You're like, oh, yeah, if you're going to buy a house, this is the time to do it or refinance, whatever it is. But then you think about all the people that are out of work or they're underemployed or whatever, and you're factoring that in, and still there's enough people out there that are rushing out to buy houses.
The banks won't let you refi if you're going through hard times and you don't have a job?
No, absolutely not. No, I mean,
if you have good credit, though.
No. I mean, if you don't have the income to pay them back, like it's two things that are separate, right? So if you're refinancing, what that means is that you're probably going to end up changing who holds your mortgage. And who is going to hold your mortgage does not give a damn about what things have been like in the past. They want to know that you have the income to pay
right
the mortgage
pay
that they're going to extend you, right? Oh. So you still have to have income in order to pay that mortgage, regardless of if your credit's good. I mean, obviously, good
income,
credit.
Money, worth in your house, equity in the house, that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
that, yeah. I mean, but traditionally, yeah, they want to be able.
You still have to have a job to be able to pay them,
most likely.
Yeah. So this is interesting, and it's going to shock you guys, but China lied about their COVID vaccine.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Really?
So they came out and they said, our vaccine, if you guys recall, 78% effective.
Which is significantly lower than what we've seen from Pfizer and Moderna and the
Pfizer around 90, Moderna, 95.
Oxford one, yeah.
Yep. So turns out it's not 78% effective as they originally touted. It's about 50% effective.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's not anywhere close to that.
That's not good.
Not great. I don't know
why.
I
wouldn't take it.
Well, also,
if it's 50% effective.
I'm not taking a Chinese vaccine to begin with.
Oh, no, but I'm saying if I lived in China and I was going to be getting a vaccine because their numbers are also probably skewed as well. We're not getting accurate numbers, and we haven't been since March.
I mean,
since December of last year.
We definitely, you know, it's been well documented these past couple of weeks, have some issues, you know, in our country that everyone's trying to work through and hoping for the best. But can you imagine if your government was just lying to you about how effective a vaccine was?
Right.
To the people of their country, not only to the rest of the world, but
China,
to their people.
Why don't you just buy the Moderna vaccine? Why don't you just buy the Pfizer vaccine?
They probably aren't selling it to them yet.
Ugh, it's just, it's so infuriating. Just the way that people are treated in China.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Human rights trampled on constantly. China sucks. So a couple more tech items at CES that are getting people talking. A full lineup of the Roku TVs that support 8K. TVs that are going to be see-through or something that are going to be in 2021. LG revealed a transparent 55-inch TV that resembles a sheet of glass, which...
Just get a projector for the wall at that point.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't like projectors. They never had that crispness.
The quality is never really there.
Yeah. Unless you have like a commercial grade one, which
but who has? If you have that kind of money, just buy the the OLED and be on with your ways.
LG showed off a phone. It's called the LG Rollable.
This thing's weird.
The screen
looking.
Can roll up to make it a tablet.
Never using this thing.
Sony has also announced a new drone called Airpeak, aimed at professional photographers and videographers. Cold Snap has a product that serves ice cream in a pod. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's coming out of CES. None of that really sounds that appealing. I want the robot butler that we were talking about.
Have you noticed the
Name
TVs?
Handy? That one? The Samsung?
The Handy one, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bot Handy? Mm-hmm. Of course you did.
Handy bot.
So you said your TV went out, what was it, a couple weeks ago?
A few weeks ago, yeah.
So did you get a new TV?
Yeah.
Or you did?
Yeah.
So I've been looking at, not that I need a new TV, but I'm just, I'm always like, Super Bowl's coming around, that sort of thing. That's when they do
put TVs on special right now.
So I've been looking at like those TCL TVs,
what's a TCL TV?
I'd never even heard, but like all these tech companies or the tech review sites, unless they're getting paid by them, are reviewing these TCL TVs as like,
The one that only shows 90 Day Fiance,
yes,
right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. But I'm like, it's like you can get a 75 inch TV for like $500 and it apparently is pretty good.
Pretty good or like good?
I mean, for $500 for a 75-inch TV.
75-inch TV for $500 is a banging deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently they're rated pretty well.
But what is the brand of that TV in our office that you bought?
Oh, I don't even know. I bought that thing on.
You guys remember the ones hanging on the wall?
Yeah,
there?
It's like a Schwinn or something.
No, it's
a 46-inch.
It's like a bootleg Sony, but it's called like Boney or something.
It was an open box of things when fries was still a thing.
Thing has never worked.
It fell off the truck.
And then it fell off our wall once, and we put it back up. It's just never.
Worst remote of all time. Like the buttons are like gooey.
Does it even work?
No, not really.
We could kind of turn it on.
I think I watched Price is Right once in that office, and it took me a half hour to get that thing up and boot it.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I think we could all agree that Dave Ferret is a DILF, but where would you rank Dave Ferret in the DILF? Would you put him in the top 10, or would you put him like somewhere in between 50 and 100?
Message deleted.
Are you talking about
of all the DILFs out there? I mean, I'm definitely not top 10. I'm nowhere
George
near the
Clooney
top 10.
George Clooney is also a DILF.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Kids. Like, does Ryan Reynolds have kids?
Yes, he's got a lot of kids.
Yeah, really? I mean, like if I'm up against like the
Lively.
All the guys in Hollywood, all the movie stars, all the rock stars. Like, I'm not even in the top 100. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean,
if
you go, like, failed alternative radio hosts, you're...
I'm probably top 10 there.
Solid number two.
Yeah, okay. Wait, who's number one?
You don't want to know.
Yeah. I mean, Andy, I appreciate the compliment. Come talk to me at, like, June this year. I'm on my little health kick right now. Got a hell of a workout yesterday on my elliptical. Whew, sweating.
Did Apple Fitness again?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I did some Apple Fitness yesterday.
Did you?
Too.
Oh yeah. What'd you do?
Strength training.
Strength training.
Yeah.
Did you with your dumbbells? Your 8 pound weights.
8 pound weights. Whew. My thighs are burning today.
Were you squatting?
Yeah. Well, because you do.
You're like dropping it like it was hot.
Decent amount of squats. Sumo curls as well.
Sumo curls. Yeah. Was it to like a dance track?
So I don't know. My wife picked it.
Did you guys do it together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's cool.
Yeah, she's like over there like doing like burpees and like push-ups and like one-handed stuff, and I'm like
squatting 1 inch.
I'm like, ugh, can I get a chair to sit in between these squats?
Don't you like Apple Fitness though?
I do like it.
I'm digging it, man. Yeah, I really do like it.
I do like it.
I worked out so hard yesterday, I almost have a blister on my hand. Almost. Nice. It's a little red. You
guys,
see that right there?
I'm so proud
of you.
Right there? Yeah. That's awesome.
I hate this. Red. All I want to do is eat pizza and double quarter pounders.
You hate this.
I hate this. This is.
You hate it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel really good depressing. When you're done with it, though?
No, it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel hungry and how I miss my former life of sitting there eating.
Really? You enjoy sedentary life?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you met Mahoney? Everybody looks at the guy from the South Park, the World of Warcraft episode, who was just there. I wish that was my future. You are the World of Warcraft icky, yucky guy.
I hope so. Do not compare yourself to that.
He's one basement away.
Except for we don't have a basement in my house.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Mahoney, it takes like 30 minutes to do a workout. That's why your wife won't allow you to have a basement. It takes 30 minutes to do a workout, and then you can go back to sitting.
I feel great after I do a workout.
Do you?
Yes.
I feel awful.
What?
Why?
Horrible.
Mahoney, I think they're brainwashed by big exercise. I feel the same way. I never feel good.
Are you still lifting weights, by the way?
Absolutely
Ian?
Not. I learned after the one time I did it that I don't want to do that anymore.
Why?
That was it? You're one and done?
I don't know how you guys do it. You do it once and then you hurt for 2 days and then you go back and do it again.
You're in a perpetual state of hurt, right?
Exactly.
And you have to drink
sore
BCAAs.
Sore is the new sexy, Ian.
Oh my God. Sore is the new sexy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is?
Full.
Full.
Shut up. Please leave a message after the tone.
What's up with Shorts Guy? You know who he is. He's the guy who, no matter what the weather is outside, will always wear a pair of shorts. What's his deal?
Message deleted.
He's either from Hawaii or Minnesota. One of the two.
Yep.
That's it.
And when you comment on him wearing shorts when it's 37, he'll go, it's not cold.
Yeah, he'll brush it off real quick.
And then he calls you a little bitch.
Yeah.
That's my husband.
Well, your husband is a shorts guy?
My husband is a shorts guy, and he's t-shirt guy. And he never wears a jacket, and it's because he says that he doesn't need to because he's just going, like, he's not outside that often. I mean, if he's, like, standing outside and doing outside stuff, of course he's not going to wear shorts. But if he's, like, going to the grocery, so he's going from the cart inside of the grocery where there's heat on heat.
No, not if you're in the frozen food aisle. Mm-hmm. It's cold as hell in there.
You
walk
into
a Costco.
I love the way the frozen food aisle feels.
You walk into the produce area of a Costco, and I need a parka. It is cold.
Interesting.
Cold in there.
How long are you hanging out there?
I mean, it just depends on how the dumb shoppers are like. Look, how long they're going to look at grapes because the aisles are very skinny. You can't pass them.
Mahoney likes seeing the misters come down, mm-hmm. leave the water on the produce.
That's a large.
He stands beneath the misters like he's a supermodel.
It's a large squash you got there, my friend.
Please leave a message.
I do love squash.
So
it's been baked. It's delicious.
Hey, Dave Mahoney, I really like your guys' podcast because. It just helps me get up every morning and go to school. And you know how much kids hate schools these days. Thank you guys for what you're doing, and please keep it up. Have a great rest of your day.
Message deleted.
Was there a home improvement project happening in the back?
No, there's a murderer trying to break into the room.
Thank you guys for what you're doing, and please keep it up.
Is that an SOS?
Voicemail?
Thank you.
That's a very nice message. The last message that young Caden will ever leave, but still very nice. We appreciate
it. That is very nice.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Undeserved.
I'm like worried. Should we check up on this poor person? Like, was that their final call? Were we their final call?
They're fine. They're fine. If you
call again, tell us you're okay.
Your final call. You're doing things wrong.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
There are some things in life that are so out of reach, I can't even really fathom it. And this would be one of them. America's most expensive house. Is for sale.
How much?
$340 million.
Who has the money to buy that right now?
I mean, there's billionaires out there that I'm sure could pull that off, but for what? Why would you want a 300? I mean, you could have three $100 million houses.
Where is this house at?
So it's in Bel Air in Los Angeles. And it's aptly named The One. Let me give you some of the details.
And it goes up for $340
million. In case you guys are interested.
My extensive knowledge of high-end real estate from watching Million Dollars in New York and Los Angeles mm-hmm. will tell me that this will probably sell for about $220.
105,000 square feet.
Which is like a Walmart. That's basically with the back included.
It's surrounded on three sides by a moat, which, cool, but if you're going to have a moat, it has to be all four sides, otherwise you're just going to get attacked from that one side that doesn't have the moat. It's got a 400-foot-long jogging track, and it is it's perfectly located, of course. 26-foot-high ceilings, 360-degree panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean, downtown L.A., as well as the San Gabriel Mountains. The entry area is filled with water along with sculpture and a bridge. Beyond the eye-catching design are the home's equally jaw-dropping stats. 42 bathrooms, 21 bedrooms, 5,500 square feet. Wait, just for the master bedroom.
How many bathrooms?
42 bathrooms.
So I could literally use a different bathroom every day of the month.
Every day of the month.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most excess thing I've ever
heard. Well,
wait, there's more.
The master bedroom is 5,500 square feet. Just the master bedroom.
That's more than my entire house.
Of course it is.
So
5,500 feet is insane.
They have...
What's the point?
They have their own beauty salon.
A 30-car garage. A two-car display turntable. So, like, you can park a car on it. You can sit there and just, like, rotate to, like, show off how cool it is.
Yeah. Very Batman-esque.
A four-lane bowling alley. Yes. A spa level. An entire level that is a spa. A 30-seat movie theater.
Ian just freaked out over the bowling alley. You would want to lose in public and in your own home? Oh. Or is this for practice?
Oh, nice. Smack talk, Audrey. I'll see you at the lane.
Do you think that maybe you could, like, if you had this house, you could
maybe,
eventually...
Maybe I'd get good.
Maybe you could break 150.
Yeah, awesome. I average 230 days.
No, you don't. No, you don't. The only proof that I've ever seen you bowling, you got 135 and your girlfriend dusted you. It also has a philanthropy wing, which has a capacity of 200 for charity galas and floating pods overlooking L.A. A 10,000 square foot sky deck, 5 swimming pools. It just seems like a lot
excess.
Of upkeep.
So it's this excess.
Seems like a lot.
Yes, this is the most expensive house in the United States, but it is not the largest. If you're wondering about the largest house, I think this will either be the number 2 or number 3 largest house in the U.S., but apparently the largest house in the U.S. was, or currently is, the Baltimore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina.
What do you call it?
The Baltimore Estate.
It's the Biltmore Estate, not
is
the
that
Baltimore
Biltmore?
Estate.
Oh, Biltmore. Oh, I thought there was an A there.
It's a very famous
place. I don't know.
I-N-A's.
You've never been to the Biltmore? The Biltmore
is awesome.
I've
been to Asheville.
It's beautiful.
You've
it's
never
gorgeous.
Been to Asheville?
I just know my furniture comes from there.
The Baltimore.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's the Biltmore, and it's a very famous house, but nobody actually lives in it. It's basically
it's a historical
it's a tourist
monument.
Attraction. Yeah.
Wow.
It was built for a Vanderbilt. George Washington Vanderbilt. The second.
I love that you're educating yourself right now. This is fun. What's the second one?
The second one is the Oheka Castle in West Hills, New York. That one is 109,000 square.
Oheka.
I
bet that one's like Oheka.
I mean, I love those.
That's a castle.
That is straight up an American castle.
That is a castle. There's actually a castle in Kentucky. Oh, I'll have to send you a picture of it. That was built for someone. It's right outside of Lexington on your way to Louisville. And it was built for a woman. And by the time that it was built and finished,
she
dipped out. No, she left him. She left the guy
left
who was
him? Yes. Who built it for her?
Yes.
Oh, man.
A castle. It's like and now it's just like for weddings.
Man, he must have been.
It's like a bed and breakfast now.
A really annoying dude.
He was a simp. He was he was like the
kidding.
King of simps. He was building
living in your simp castle.
Come on.
Cover your ears.
Audrey's been on a bit of a hot streak this week, beating Mahoney in virtually every single game that we have played. Let's see if it continues today. This
is
Cover
lie.
Your Ears. These are all popular songs that we've heard many times over the years. You guys are trying to discern what they are in just short clips, so I have 30 seconds of each one of these songs. Ring in by saying your name today. So ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. We'll let the full 30 seconds play out so those that are listening are able to make their guesses as well. But again, whoever gets more correct out of these three... is going to be our winner. We do have a bonus round, a fourth one, if necessary. Are both of you ready?
Yes.
All right. Song number one in Cover Your Ears. Good luck.
We've been the crowd. People, throw your love around. Love me, take it into town.
Mahoney doesn't listen to instructions, Mahoney. So he didn't ring in by saying his name until right now, but you did it. Go ahead.
That is R.E.M., and that is Losing My Religion.
No.
No, that's not it.
What was it?
Leave the room.
Get out.
Just go.
What was it?
Get out. Go.
R.E.M. is correct, so you get a half point. Otter, do you know the name of the song?
No.
Close.
I know 2 R.E.M. songs, or 3. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Losing My Religion.
You know, too.
And Shiny Happy People.
Shiny Happy People.
All right, that's right. That's okay. Why I was having a problem.
All right.
Yeah, still got a half point.
Now, Honey's got a half point.
That's
well
right.
done.
That's right. So I do.
He's got half a point. Yeah. All right. Halfway.
All right. Song number two. Here we go. Ring in by saying your name. Is it Gollum? Oh boy, I can't wait to hear the backstory on this. Mahoney, what do you got?
That sounds like, do you remember that old internet page, Hamster Dance? Sounds just like the hamsters from Hamster Dance, but that was the Crash Test Dummies with...
That is correct.
That's right. A full point.
That's correct. It's a full point.
That's right.
Ian, what's the backstory on that? Where was that recorded? Is that how many views did that have on YouTube?
That had about, I think, 25 views, 25. And that was just a guy who put on a mask and put a bunch of vocal effects on his
What
dumb
kind
cover.
Of mask?
What was it? It was like a Jason mask. Or no, it was Scream. It was the Scream mask.
The Scream mask.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
That's horrifying.
All right, so Audrey, so far you were doing really bad.
Yeah.
Those really songs bad. And those covers were really bad. It's not me. Yeah. It's not my fault.
Okay. All right, so Mahoney has 1.5 points. He can win it here with just even a half point. So good luck on this one. Here we go. Third one.
Mahoney.
Oh, at the last second, Mahoney for the win.
That is Beck and Lewis.
It is. No way.
How did you even hear the audio?
Shotgun wedding with a stain on my shirt.
That is a bluegrass cover of Beck and
wow.
Loser.
I dig it.
Kill me. All these songs suck.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
You guys,
what?
Armie Hammer is losing it.
I always associate him with Arm & Hammer baking soda. Well, I don't know if I just make that.
No, no, no.
Is he not the heir of?
No, Mr. Hammer is not the heir of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
So who is Armie Hammer?
He's an actor.
Yeah, he was in. Wasn't he in the Social Network?
He was in the Social Network, and
was
then
he one of the twins?
Ian, what was that his biggest role?
I would say so. Yeah, Social Network. At least it was Academy Award nominated. He was also in The Lone Ranger. If you guys caught that one with Johnny Depp,
I did see that one.
No, I didn't.
I'm so sorry.
A little bit of appropriation there by old Mr. Depp.
Well, so I mean, he's a very handsome man.
He's a very handsome guy. You know, he's a movie star. Maybe not the biggest movie star out there, but he's been married to Elizabeth Chambers. They actually split up in July of this past year in 2020. And I guess he is, there's some stuff coming out about him. So
is
first,
she leaking it or?
No. So there's a bunch of different leaks. But one of the really interesting things is he was seen behind the wheel drinking beer out of a can while driving and then licking crystals off of his friend's hand saying things are about to get weird. And there's also a bunch of messages that have been posted between some girl he's been talking to online where he's been talking fairly openly about cannibalism.
What do you mean cannibalism?
I mean, like, he said that he has eaten the heart out of a dead animal while it was still warm and he wants to eat people.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like freaky.
It's not funny, joking. It's no. Like, hey, man, like, what are you talking about?
He's like dipping his toes into, I don't know, psychopathic behavior.
Yeah.
But did you see that he actually recently had to step away from a role, Shotgun Wedding, because in his actual response to him, to all the social media scandal, as he's calling it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not responding to all of these claims, but in light of all of these online attacks against me, I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot the film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate is actually supporting him in this decision, which I am sure that they're really just saying, oh, Army, you know, you handle your children, take care of yourself, and then just never call us again. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He was also the voice of Jackson Storm in Cars 3.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I left that out.
That's a classic.
Missed that one.
It was. Cinema Gold.
Cars 3, much better than Cars 2, if we're just going to be honest here.
Well, I mean, nothing. There didn't need to be a Cars trilogy.
We could have done without two. Cars 1, Cars 3. That's my Cars.
So I think that we're all at the point now where we're pretty tired of politicians. They're all full of it, and they're all just saying whatever they think their constituents want to hear and whatever will further their personal political agenda, regardless of if it's good for the people that they're actually supposed to be serving. Well, this guy, who is a health minister, his name is Matt Hancock. He was reminded on Good Morning Britain that he voted Matt Hancock.
Huh.
Mr. Hancock.
How do you get that last name?
Some former ancestor of his was a real fun guy.
Or his grandfather was a real lonely guy.
Yeah, one of the two. So he was on Good Morning Britain, and he voted against free school meals, which seems like a pretty cool thing.
For underserved children.
Yeah, seems like a pretty cool thing to do, especially.
Kids, screw them.
Screw those kids. Yeah. And then they called him out on it, and he's like, well, I mean, it still passed. It's not my fault.
This is the cringiest audio you will hear from a politician today, and I'm just glad.
And that's quite the statement.
I'm just glad they're not from the United States for once.
Yeah. So this is Mr. Hancock explaining that even though he tried to C-block, Hancock block, if you will.
Hand block.
Hancock block.
Kids from getting free meals, it still passed, so everything's fine.
If you're that glad, can I just ask you a difficult question? Why did you vote against it?
Well, I'm really glad we were able to put it into place.
Yeah, but if you're that glad about being able to put it into place again, why did you, as health secretary, vote against this?
Well, because the reason that I'm glad now is because we've been able to sort that out and put it in place.
Well, so the reason you're glad now is that you got shamed.
No, thanks to you.
Okay, so I love how politicians just don't ever answer the question that they're being asked, ever.
Yeah, so I voted against it, but what I'm glad about now is that
it passed.
You're like, oh my God, like how stupid do you think people are?
Why is the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2 giving that guy such a hard time?
Right at the very end there?
Well, the reason you're glad now is that you got shamed.
No, thanks to you.
Oh, man.
That was Piers Morgan, by the way.
Oh, you're talking about Piers Morgan.
Yeah, I thought he was the pigeon lady.
No, he's the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Was he really? He was great in that role.
Glow up.
So this is interesting. There's been, there's been obviously a lot of people that have been interested in getting the vaccine and a lot of employers that are figuring out ways to let people have time off, healthcare workers, things like that. They are starting to open. We've talked a lot about that this week. Mass vaccination sites at places like Disneyland and Dodger Stadium and Petco Park and
all
up in San Francisco, Levi's Stadium.
A bunch of empty ass Sears all across the Midwest.
Sears, you bet.
Yes.
This is interesting, though. The first company, at least that I'm aware of, that I've seen do this, that has stepped up and said we're going to pay for all of our employees to get the vaccination shots is Dollar General.
Which, how much does it cost to get the vaccine?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone knows that, right?
Because I feel like if you have health insurance, to me, in my mind, during a global pandemic, your insurance picked that up.
I don't know exactly what it costs, but I can walk you through the process a little bit because my grandparents are in their late 80s and, very...
Have they gotten it yet?
My wife just signed them up yesterday.
Were you going to say my wife and I?
Yeah.
Like you were, I was in the house while she was doing
that. I was in the vicinity.
Present.
But she signed my parents and my grandparents up because they all fall into a tier one category for being at risk, COPD and that sort of stuff, running in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you have to like put your, you have to send them a copy of your card. You have to send them a copy of your medical card.
Like insurance card?
Insurance card, yeah. And give them your social.
So what if you don't have insurance though? Like what if you're a part-time employee?
This is through, one of the major hospitals here. It wasn't a private hospital. It's a public hospital.
Right.
So I don't know exactly, but I could tell you it is, they require a lot of information, but it's like, it's weird because my parents and grandparents hadn't heard anything about sign-ups. And we're like, we're pretty sure you guys can sign up being with your age and, conditions and things like
that. I've
heard
some people getting emails saying that they're able to sign up. I'm like, how are they? Who's sending me an email?
How would they know that? No, yeah. And I feel like that's honestly one of those scams that we're hearing about trying to to tap into the elderly and the, just people who
Even as a, even like, because I got sent something yesterday saying, here's a bunch of sign-up times. that you can check out and that, you know, some people, and I'm like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, this kind of looks like a scam.
It looks like a scam.
And
yeah.
I'm like, well, and I'm pretty
and we've heard
savvy.
About that, right? Like,
if you're getting
been
an
a lot
email,
of scams.
There's no way. They don't have your email on file attached to all of your medical history unless it's coming straight from your doctor's office. Right.
Call the hospital. That's what I would say. We called and then we got on their.
And they verified it.
And then we got, then we got on their website and did it. But it's still a bit of a process. So if you are, you know, in that tier one where you have a pre-existing condition, where you are very vulnerable, or you're over the age of 70, depending on your state, call your hospital and find out, because you have to be kind of proactive about it.
Well, five words that I never thought I would say in my entire life. Big ups to Dollar General. They are paying for their employees to actually, during the time that it would take them to go get the shots, they're paying them while they're off-site, not actually working at the stores. But they also said that they would give them paid time off if they did have any adverse effects from the shot. So
I'm having some of my girlfriends who have gotten it, and they just kind of feel a little like run down the next day.
Sounds like the flu
shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the flu shot. Like, I just recently got my flu shot, and I felt like butt the next
day.
Really?
That felt fine.
Yeah. It just hurts my arm.
They're staggering. They're staggering days that people are getting them.
Yeah.
And places like in the event of like Dollar General rolling them out for all of their employees, which is amazing. But they're tending to stagger who's getting the vaccine so that everybody doesn't feel like butt all at once.
That makes sense.
You want to know what the Dollar General stock is at? Like, you guess one share of Dollar General stock.
Man, that's a good question.
$34.
I would have guessed under that. I'd guess like $22.
Close, Dave. 17, but with a 200 in front of that. 217.
217.
Dollar General balling. That company is worth $27.8 billion. Whew. Yeah,
honestly, the pandemic, it probably shot up over the last year.
That is wild.
That is. But, you know, good for them for thinking about their employees.
Everyone's talking about Tesla. We should be talking about Dollar General.
That's right. Don't go for the flashy all-electric cars and the guys sending rockets to space. Where can I get some cheap Tupperware?
Dollar General.
And with a bunch of vaccinated employees, too.
Some weird-ass laundry detergent.
No, I like the Dollar General detergent. It's fine.
Why is it weird ass?
It's just weird, man.
It's just weird. Yeah, we can't explain it. It's just weird.
It's just weird.
I don't know what's in there. It's just, does it get my clothes clean or dirtier? I don't know.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So if you're not familiar with dirty laundry, the whole idea that this started from was going out to a laundromat and talking to people, because when you're sitting in a laundromat, if you've ever done that before, or if you do that on a regular basis, then you know that you have a lot of extra time on your hands, and normally you just sit there and kind of mess around on your phone, or if there's a TV there, maybe you're catching something.
Play Ms. Pac-Man. There's always a Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man, perhaps. Yeah, yeah, sure.
The ones I go to, usually broken down, Ms. Pac-Man, unfortunately.
Yeah, so
they haven't been working since 94.
The thought was just to go there and talk to people and ask them to reveal their dirty laundry, meaning something that they haven't told anyone else before. It's a secret that they keep to themselves. Ian has this uncanny ability to just charm the pants off of almost anyone. I mean, that's how him and I fell in love.
Indeed.
Ian really can, he's very approachable. So, you know, when he walks up to somebody, they don't instantly pull a knife. Sometimes that happens, but very rarely.
I've been threatened a couple of times.
Ian was a street kid for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
And he knows his way around these places that you and I would not traverse on a regular basis, Dave.
I have asked Dave Mahoney and Audrey multiple times to come out with me.
I would never
on these
imagine
excursions.
What it would be like if Mahoney rolled in his Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just look at me and dislike me.
And they just stab me.
I feel like I shower too often to hang out.
Well, I mean, that is part of it. Ian has found a couple of laundromats,
yes.
And one specifically that is a bar-laundromat combination. And you have met a myriad of interesting characters.
So many people. Do you guys remember, like, the first dirty laundry? It was actually in a dirty laundromat, very much like Mahoney was saying, with a broken-down Pac-Man machine
mm-hmm,
in there.
Yeah.
And the lady was very, very timid and kind of nervous to admit that she tried cocaine once.
Right. Well, this young lady that you're talking to today, not so shy when it comes to the things she's willing to admit.
Not one bit. Now, that's the whole reason why we are revisiting this clip from 2019, because this woman actually divulged her dirty laundry to me while her husband was actually walking up towards us. Now, this woman...
Well, she was revealing some things that her husband definitely would not want
definitely.
To know.
No, and if he would have showed up and I was having and heard overheard this conversation, I guarantee you I probably would not have been on the show the next day because he probably would have whooped my butt.
Was he a bigger guy?
He was huge.
Huge.
He
all right.
was huge.
So
but
just
again,
keep that in mind.
Yes.
Ian's talking to this young lady. She's just spilling the beans on all kinds of stuff, and her husband is within earshot.
Yes.
And he's enormous.
She sees him.
Yeah, boy. Here we go. Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
This is Anonymous. Anonymous, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm looking for my husband right now. I cheated on my husband 5 times.
Whoa, when was that?
When we first started dating. We've been together 10 years.
So 5 times in total?
5 times total.
When was the last time?
About 1.5 years ago.
Okay.
You're about to see my husband now, so oh my God.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry.
Woo!
Now I know.
I had to tell somebody, so I feel better now.
Is he a good-looking guy, your husband?
Of course. Yeah.
10 years? That's a really long time.
Yeah. He's my 3rd marriage, though. So. It seems like I have, like, the 5-year curse. I'm married for 5 years, and I have to divorce him, but I've been with him much longer than 5 years, so.
Where did you meet these other guys?
I met my first husband when I was 12 years old.
No. I mean the Sanchos, the guys on the side.
Work. They were all co-workers.
What do you do?
I work in pizza management.
Hey, I used to do that too.
I worked at Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars. No, I got it off my chest. Nobody, I didn't tell anybody that, so.
Except the entire radio audience, but it's okay.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, let's start today's Redneck Report with Pornhub come to life, shall we?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. A woman who is 35 traded in her husband, who is 45, for her 21-year-old stepson and is now expecting his baby next month.
Oh no!
She had to have some surgery to remove excess skin after losing weight. Also had a face and neck lift. Got some Botox done, all to be attractive to him. She said that she has known him since he was 7.
Oh God!
Calls him the most charming blue eyes in the world, which is just so creepy.
Arrest her.
The ex
grooming.
Complained
that is straight up grooming.
That is
they weren't shy
grooming.
About while having the relations while he was home. He said, I would have forgiven her cheating if it wasn't my son. She was running around my son's bedroom, and it was from our bedroom while I was sleeping.
That is insane.
I don't know. It's not criminal if they're all adults, I guess.
No,
but
it's not. They're not related.
No, but that's straight up. Like Mahoney said, that's straight grooming. If she's known him since he was 7, and she
calls
thought
him
this
the
way,
most charming blue eyes.
No. She's a predator. This is disgusting. I don't care if he's 21 years old or not. I mean,
awful.
It's consensual at this point, but this is when we've heard about it for the first time.
Yeah. You are a trash human being, lady. The headline here, put some pants on, Brian. A man is accused of wearing only his birthday suit while taking a dip in a family's pool that was not his family's pool.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The woman who lived at the home said her family was terrified after seeing the video, especially since it was captured right outside of her daughter's window. But, yeah, this dude just decided he was going to go skinny dipping in somebody else's pool, which seems really risky.
Did you guys ever do that back in the day before there was cameras everywhere?
Skinny dipping?
Just like pool hopping?
I went skinny dipping a couple of times, but it was in a lake, which in hindsight...
No.
Was
oh,
it,
that's how you get a
that's
parasite.
That's how you get ticks and leeches.
A lake at night.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm never getting in a lake at night, ever.
Yeah,
jumping, never getting in a lake at night. Two things I will hold on to forever. See, we didn't have to go pool jumping or pool hopping, Audrey, because my best friend when I was a kid, he had an above ground pool, and it was sweet as hell.
That's why he was your best friend.
Did he have one of those lights that just kind of like, it was like a light bulb at the bottom of the pool?
This was the early to mid 90s. That was that kind of pool
it was
technology.
Fancy. Not that fancy. Come on.
It took like 8 years to even get a pool noodle there.
It was just Mahoney and Brandon
just doing
the backstroke.
Creating a whirlpool. Did you guys like go in circles?
No,
it was too.
I mean, when we had like 10 people in there, we could. Because it was a big above ground
pool.
Man,
that was so
fun. But two people could not get a whirlpool going.
And did they ever get mad at you because you were splashing all the water out of the above ground pool? And they're like, you're going to kill the grass.
Yeah. His dad all the time yelling at us. Like,
of course it's going to kill the grass.
You have an above ground pool sitting on a... You're going to have a circle there no matter what.
Anyhow, right?
Forever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, I mean, it was there year round.
Yeah.
You know, break down your above ground pool.
But at some point... Is that still standing, do we think, in 2020?
According to Google Maps, the flyover, yeah, it still is. And the new people who bought that house have built a deck around the above-ground pool.
Oh, so nice. The faux underground.
Like it's kind of a built-in.
You've kept up with this house?
Well, it's two houses from my childhood house.
What? Right, but you've kept up with your childhood house
Every time I go back home to St. Louis.
The house two houses down that you used to swim at?
I drive by my old house, sure, just to see what's going on. And last time I was there, it was in disrepair.
Oh, boy.
Did it make you upset?
It did make me upset.
Have you thought about buying it back?
You know what it sold for?
What?
It sold for $13,000.
Recently?
Oh, I could have bought
that. Last time it sold was 2009, but it sold for 13. My parents sold it, I think, in 2002 for, I think, $60,000.
That's a pretty steep decline.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big hit there.
So let me tell you guys about a dude named Rock that just wanted the rock. Ohio cops questioned him after a neighbor complained about him blasting music at 1:30 a.m., His name, Nathan Rock.
Hell yeah.
Offered a justification. Rock, 40 years old, explained, "You can't play Led Zeppelin quietly."
He's got a point.
I mean,
Nathan, turn it down. It's 1:30 in the morning.
There's a couple Led Zeppelin songs you can play. You know, I mean, I still prefer Stairway to Heaven to be a little bit quieter.
What?
Because it's a journey. It's a journey. It really is.
You don't listen to the beautiful, tight pants Robert Plant at volume 4 out of 100.
I do when your ears get older.
You know what you sound like? You sound like Nathan Rock's girlfriend talking to the cops because you're a little bit more sober than he is, trying to justify him blasting this. Like, man, these walls are paper thin.
Nathan. 2020 was rough.
If my last name was Rock, I would name my kid
The Rock.
Then I might be the father of The Rock.
Yeah.
Fraggle.
Oh, Fraggle's pretty.
Fraggle.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you think people our age are going to hoard once they get older? You know, those old people who have stacks and stacks of newspapers or magazines. Our generation won't do that. But what are we going to hoard?
Message deleted.
Old cell phones.
No, man. Old cell phones for...
No, just the boxes. They're boxes.
The iPhone
not
boxes.
Not even the phones.
And if we learn anything from 2020, toilet paper. I think there's going to be a bunch of people coming out of this year that had the PTSD from everything that we've been through
PTSD,
in 20.
Dave.
PTSD, sure.
PTSD.
Everything that they've gone through this past year, and they never want to be low on toilet paper because they know what it's like to be low on toilet paper.
Yeah. I actually thought at one point during the pandemic I was going to have to use like a sock.
Oh.
See, dude wipes.
Because I couldn't find them. But that was like But dude wipes were like $20 for a single pack of them.
But they last for a long time, though.
And I guess it's like minty
chill.
Fresh.
Mint
yeah.
Chill.
Mahoney did get the mint chill.
We've all decided.
Buttholes out here whistling in the wind.
The future will be bidets.
Very clean.
We've talked about this. It will all be bidets.
Bidets for days,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's right. That's the technology we need. I think old boxes, and then I don't know about anything else. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have, there's no Beanie Baby craze. Going on right now.
The cell phones is a good point, but I also think old computers. I don't know about you guys, but when I have an old computer, I don't want to just throw it away, right?
And what do you do with it?
I just put it in the closet.
Same.
Yeah.
We have two old computers just sitting up there.
And the box that's normally like a stolen mail bin full of all of the old cords, you know what I'm talking about?
The
connectors.
Yes.
That you don't ever need except for that one time.
So many Ethernet cables.
So many cables.
Of all way too long sizes or too short.
Yeah, and then you actually have the actual cables, you know what I'm talking about, that screw in the back of a TV or a cable box, and they're all janky, and you're never going to use them. I can't bring myself to throw it away for whatever reason.
I've got a cable box. It's in my closet sitting there.
Sitting there.
There's 1,000 cables in there, but... You know, once every 3 to 5 years, I'll go in there and...
And you'll have the cable you need, don't you?
Absolutely.
That's right,
will.
You do.
Yep.
Ian, what about you? I mean, outside of all of the dead animals and formaldehyde and stuff, what do you hoard?
What do I hoard? Shoe boxes.
That's really?
One. I get that from my grandmother because I don't know why. Shoe boxes, you can utilize a shoe box for your entire life. You could put mementos in there. You can do arts and crafts in shoe boxes.
A hamster?
Yeah, you could put a hamster in there. Mm-hmm. Tarantulas, Dave.
Dead or alive?
Doesn't matter.
Huh.
It's a box to hold things. So I think I will definitely, I'm going to be the guy who has a studio apartment in some small town that's just full of shoeboxes, but I create like the route through my apartment. Have you guys ever seen like Hoarders?
Yes.
Where they literally have a path set up. That's going to be my life, just with shoeboxes.
That's frightening, because what happens if you get an old age and you trip and fall and then you have a shoebox avalanche?
Well, then that's how
he goes.
Then they then somebody finds you 3 to 5 weeks later. And
we've heard these stories before, but normally it's like a stack of porn magazines.
Ian's cats have eaten them at this point.
Oh, they'd eat your eyeballs.
Who do you think is going to be the weirdest out of all of us when we're old? Like, who's going to be the weirdest old person? It's Ian, right? It's got to be.
I'm thinking Mahoney.
Really?
I don't think I'm getting weirder. I'm just getting less tolerant of stupidity.
I think once your mind starts going, though, it's going to get wacky, man.
True. I mean, dementia.
I can see Mahoney on a corner just going.
Yeah, I hope, dementia is not in my future, which it probably is because it runs in the family, unfortunately.
I feel like we already have a glimpse.
Yeah, Mahoney's already living his best old life.
If I could find something more comfortable to wear, I would.
What do you mean?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just setting the scene here.
Just go ahead and tell people for those that are unable to see Mahoney right now, what is he wearing?
Okay, so I'm actually a little upset you're not wearing fun socks today, but he usually is wearing like socks out of like bananas or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Avocados the other day.
Avocados.
Yeah. Yesterday.
And or he kind of transitions between either his Jordan slides, whether or not he wants to have his little toesies. Get some room, doesn't want to bend over.
Is he not wearing slides today?
He was wearing slides, but sometimes he wears the Brooks.
Yeah, the Brooks.
He feels like he's got to walk swiftly.
Yep.
But he's got on, are those track pants today?
These are golf pants. These are golf pants.
Golf pants, a Tommy Bahama, regular socks.
Two watches.
One Fitbit, one Apple Watch.
It's the two watches for me that out of everything else, it's the two watches that really makes me just go, huh.
He dresses so athletically, but he's not an athlete.
He's an athlete that doesn't move.
Athleisure.
Athleisure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm thinking about buying $500 worth of Bitcoin. I know it won't be anywhere near a full coin, but it could be a good investment, right?
Message deleted.
At this point, no.
Do not take investment advice from us.
Here's the thing, is the only advice that I can give you when it comes to investments is when the dumbest people that you know are talking about how much money they're making off of something on Facebook, it has jumped the shark.
Or it's a scam.
Yeah.
You know, and not that we think Bitcoin is a scam, but I think that it is overpriced right now for sure.
I mean, a bunch of well-renowned economists have come out and say this is the granddaddy of all bubbles.
This and Tesla now.
Yeah.
I saw something the other day that Tesla, its current market value right now would take 1,600 years of returns to make their current market valuation, which is crazy.
God, if Elon Musk is the one person that figures out how to live forever, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, God.
It's going to be him.
You know it's going to be the douchiest person we know.
Of course it is.
He's going to freeze himself, shoot him up into outer space, and just like come back down in a billion years as like an Elon fossil.
When are we bringing back Ted Williams? That's what I want to know. Baseball's gotten kind of boring.
That's what you want to know?
I don't think Ted Williams is going to revitalize baseball at this point.
I mean, if it's just ahead batting, I'm watching.
Do you know what would bring back baseball? Steroids.
Yes.
Yeah, I want everyone roided
when
out.
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, and Jose Canseco were out there. Yes.
Can you imagine out a roided out America in 2021?
You know,
I'm here for it. I feel like that's just like a lot of people need their ass beat. No, a lot of people in 2021 need their ass beat.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Man, I've been trying to remember so many different things I want to call and leave voicemails for. And whenever I want to or have time to, I always forget, so they must not be that important, right? Well, one just came up and that fell out. And that was, I just bet on a fart and lost, but thankfully I'm at home ready to take care of business anyway, so it's okay.
Message deleted.
But the betting advice you should listen to from us is this, and we have preached this from the mountaintops for many years, never bet on a fart over the age of 30.
At the age of 30?
Oh, by the age of 30, you are going to bet on a fart and you are going to lose in public at some point.
Give or take a couple of years, because I bet on one the other night and definitely lost that.
Mm. So. Well, I mean, like we are inching towards 30 in this year.
It's the beehole reflex. When you're under 30, you have the ability to shut it down real quick if necessary.
Yeah, do I need to start doing butthole kegels?
Dave and Mahoney every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Here's what's making news.
So, of course, all the talk yesterday was about the second impeachment of Donald Trump. That is done. Whether or not the Senate is going to convict, who knows? But the Senate is not back in session until next week. And so the idea of impeaching President Trump after he's out of office to the point where he can't run again, convicting him in the Senate would potentially mean that there's a lot of constitutional questions as to whether or not that is able to be done. There was a statement from Senator Tom Cotton, who has been a Trump ally throughout all of this, but he was one of the ones that condemned the storming of the Capitol last week. He said he doesn't think that they're able to do that in the Senate. Who knows? It's done, though. The second impeachment has been pushed through the House. Who knows if there will be a conviction in the Senate or not? But if there is, it will not happen until after he is out of office and Joe Biden is sworn in.
Yeah, it's interesting to see this go down and how this is all going to play out. Definitely, like you said, raises a lot of constitutional questions. But I hate the fact that we're, you know, these dumb terrorists, the Boogaloo boys. Now we can no longer call, you know, things too Electric Boogaloo, because without like sounding somewhat like an extremist group.
Well, and Mahoney is especially mad at the Boogaloo boys because of the stolen look. Like their thing is Tommy Bahama shirts.
No, they wear Hawaiian shirts. They can't afford the beautiful
silk,
soft silk that is the Tommy Bahama.
You do spend about 80% of your income on Tommy Bahama shirts.
Yeah, the Boogaloos don't know what teakwood is.
They don't.
No, they don't. And most people don't. That's what buttons are made out of on real Tommy Bahama shirts.
Why would we, you know, I mean, the one of the greatest movies out of the 80s, Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo. Now
it has racist overtones.
Rest in peace, Ozone. Yeah. He just recently passed away a couple weeks ago.
So the punishments that they're talking about for some of the people that stormed the Capitol, it's serious stuff. I mean, obviously, that they're talking about when it comes to dropping the hammer on some of these individuals. I didn't know it was this serious. They're talking about potential 20-year prison sentences.
I mean, it was a terrorist act against the United States Capitol. Yeah.
So 170 people linked to the insurrection facing charges of sedition carrying up to 20 years in prison. Of some of those cases, some 70 people have been charged, a figure that is expected to grow into the hundreds. And obviously there is concerns about the inauguration that's happening next week. And we've seen all the pictures of the National Guard, many of them, you know, sleeping on the floor of the Capitol to get some rest in between their duties. But Airbnb and Hotel Tonight want nothing to do with Washington, D.C. next week. They've actually canceled all of the reservations that were made in D.C. So Hotel Tonight's not posting anything. If you're not familiar with Hotel Tonight, it's an app. It's actually really convenient. Let's say cheap hotels. Yeah, on the night of. Yeah. So let's say that you end up going to a city and you didn't have plans or something was booked for months out. They actually offer really good deals for that night so hotels can fill up their rooms. But they're saying that around inauguration time all next week, they're not doing that. And then Airbnb is actually going through and canceling everyone's reservations. So if there was plans for people to come in and you know, have a house to themselves, they're just worried that it could be used for nefarious causes. So they're just like, nope,
yeah,
not doing it.
One of the other crazy things, too, which, you know, shout out to, you know, the FBI for doing, you know, this is definitely a very high priority for them. One of the things that they're doing, besides obviously just having people send tips in and, you know, checking flight manifests, one of the other things they're doing is that they're checking receipts from hotels, restaurants in the area,
rental car Ubers. Places. It's
yes.
crazy.
Did you see what they're coming down hard as they should.
Awesome.
Did you see what some girls are doing? So they're changing their profiles on apps like Tinder and Bumble to say that they're conservative. And they're saying a lot of these dudes that storm the Capitol, when they find out that these girls are conservative, brag about storming the Capitol, and they'll send them a bunch of pictures and videos.
They're honey trapping them in the best way possible.
And then they'll take the pictures and send them to the FBI.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
wow.
Girl.
So
these dudes are out here trying to get laid, bragging about, because they think that, you know, their ideals are aligned with this girl and that she would be impressed that they stormed the Capitol, and then they're just taking all the information and
sending
it to the
FBI. That's a massive
FBI.
Power in Oof. Some women's hands right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to start doing that
that's
on Grindr.
That's a new kink. I bet that's a new kink out there. Let's just take down these men.
How about it?
Go ahead, girls.
And finally, there's another dog food recall. And anytime that this pops up, obviously, you know, letting people know in advance as much as possible is imperative. The FDA has expanded the recall of Midwestern pet foods after 70 dogs have died.
Wow.
So the sport mix pet foods have been found contain potentially fatal levels of toxins. The FDA earlier this week expanded the recall to include all pet foods containing corn that were manufactured in the company's Oklahoma plant with an expiration date on or before July 9th of next year, 2022. So if your dog eats anything from Midwestern Pet Foods or Sport Mix, definitely throw it out. Just get rid of it. It's not worth the risk.
Heartbreaking. And oh God, I just, my heart goes out to the families who had their, you know, their loved ones and their pets affected by that.
Yeah, man, I can't, you know, you think about, you know, you're just trying to give your dog the best life and then something gets contaminated. You know, obviously don't want to throw this company totally under the bus. It may have just been some contamination.
But still,
it's mortifying when you think about, you know, 70 people losing their beloved pets.
So I actually just had to Google this to make sure that I was right. So the Midwestern Pet Food is the company that puts out the Sport Mix.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So Midwestern is the parent company, and they're the one with the plant in Oklahoma that had, they think, some contaminated corn, but Sport Mix is probably the name that you're seeing on the package.
On your bag.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sad.
So definitely, if you have any of that stuff, get rid of it right away.
Dave and Mahoney, thanks to the 2-Minute Promise, we never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Back to the show. Alt 107.5.
So there's, I think for most relationships, lines in the sand that you're not allowed to cross. Like for Audrey, we found out that the camo Crocs were it. She and her husband have a relationship, it seems, where he kind of does what, like he's got a motorcycle, to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
My wife has told me, if I ever get a motorcycle, she is going to divorce me. Which means if you guys ever see me pull up on a motorcycle,
things have gotten a little testy.
You know what's happening.
We're going to hit the town.
Yeah. Would a Vespa also fall into that category? Yeah,
I'm like, what about just one of those electric bikes?
This is a hog.
That's a meth mobile.
Yeah.
See, but Dave, here's the thing, though. He does do whatever he wants. He asked for these for Christmas, but he also put them in his Amazon cart for him to buy for himself. And then later, he asked for them for Christmas because...
Wait, did you delete them when they were when he was just buying them for himself?
Yes. And then he found out that I did that.
That is
egregious.
And
then that's when he asked for them for Christmas because I did that.
And
I doubled down and said extra hard no.
That's ice cold right there.
Man,
that's ice cold.
He's
going to take you to couples counseling.
This is the story.
I'll show up. You know what? I will show up in camo Crocs.
Oh, you.
For my damn self.
Oh, wow. You. Angel said, I am into oddities and have a decent amount of things that include occult imagery, taxidermy, antique nun dolls, fine art, prints of witches, dead stuff in jars, things of that nature, which, Ian, that reminds me of you, because you've got a bunch of dead stuff in jars.
Necromancers, oh yes.
But my husband draws the line at goats, so no goat anything. No drawings, no paintings, no statues, definitely no mounted heads. That's the deal breaker.
Well, because is that kind of considered satanic, then? Well,
I mean, she's like, all occult stuff.
That's weird how
she's
goats.
A Tom Brady fan.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good one. What you did there.
Which is probably more people are probably upset by that.
Natalie was talking about things that she won't allow her husband to do. She said, my husband, Chad, I won't let him buy those little tidy whitey underwear for guys, even though his big old badonkadonkadonk would look so good in them.
Wait, so like the ones that are kind of like like a bikini style?
You're depriving yourself then, Natalie.
Ones.
Yeah, because there's a difference.
Whiteys.
I mean, there's like
the Calvin Klein.
There's
ones.
Like the dude briefs that only look good on the super shredded.
You have to have a completely
Calvin Klein
like
models.
I like briefs,
but you don't like tidy whiteys though.
Like the little panties for men.
I'm not talking about like little panties has a sexy connotation to it, as if they look good on you. I'm talking about like the old tidy whiteys you'd see.
Saggy butt.
You wear them twice and they're tight, and then after that they're just frumpy in the back.
No, loose. Yeah, no.
But. Yeah, fat dudes, as a fat guy, we can't wear those. Never.
No.
But also, what was the last time? I mean, obviously, I know the last time Dave and I wore, like, banana hammocks, because we did a photo shoot.
We were together. There's no women there.
But before that, when was the last time you wore a pair of, like, brief underwear?
Can't even tell you, man.
Like, elementary school? I remember going into the middle school locker room going, Mom, I have to have boxers.
Boxers, yeah.
You both wear boxers today?
Well, like, boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah.
But like, just from the straight briefs?
The Armachillos from the Duluth Trading Company.
Briefs?
Well, so boxers back in the day used to be these loose like flimsy pieces
and
of paper.
If you turned a certain way,
and
they
your ding-a-ling would always fall out of them.
Well, no,
always.
It's not even that.
They're like parachutes.
Yeah.
The twigs,
oh,
it would twist.
Yeah.
Because it gets in the hole.
Did you ever in let's call it middle school or high school, whatever, try to compete in a sport while wearing boxers?
Yeah.
Because I used to be a distance runner.
Volleyball, I always
And I will
wore.
Say that wearing boxers underneath your running shorts, if they got tangled up down there, they strangle
what
your
What did
nuts.
It like, do? Like a knot? Like you're tying a cherry?
Like a rear naked choke on my boys. Tap me out.
Watch the show live and for free. Broadcasting now at twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
So what is something that your significant other will not allow you to get? Kyle dropped this one at Mahoney. I'm sure you can relate. The huge tub of nacho cheese from Costco.
I've wanted to buy that. The Quebueno. I've wanted to buy the big blue thing of nacho cheese so many times. And my wife, every time I look at it, she's like, nope. Like a dog. If she had a newspaper, she would bat me in the nose. Yeah.
Kyle said I showed it to her and she said no. Not because of gluttony, but because we won't eat it all and it'll get wasted.
But it's like $8, man. You can just have all nacho cheese on everything. Treat yourself. Put it on popcorn.
On everything.
Yeah.
On your vegetables.
No. Broccoli only.
No. You don't put cheese on other vegetables?
No.
You can put cheese on anything.
I mean, you can, but not cheap $8 for a 9-gallon. You have to just put that on broccoli. That's the only thing
that
goes on.
Nacho chips? Like movie style nacho chips at home when you're watching with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I don't feel like that really works because I'd be worried that it would get all over the couch. Like in a movie theater, you don't care, right?
Yeah, it's all over the floor. Yeah. It's like then you're like.
Although the people that leave their stuff in the aisle when they get up and leave a movie
you're
theater,
the worst.
You're a monster.
Okay, wait. Question. Yes. Who's worse? We were talking about this yesterday. People don't put their carts back, or people who leave all their trash in the movie theater. Who is the bigger offender?
Oh no, I sometimes leave my trash in movie theater.
Carts. You do
sometimes.
As a person who used to work in a movie theater, we used to eat that stuff. So thank you.
Oh my God!
No,
are you serious?
Didn't.
I swear. Yes, we did.
No,
we would
you
clean
didn't.
The theater row by row, and if we found like a half a box of Raisinets, popcorn, you know, sometimes.
What about the nachos?
Sometimes nachos.
See, I was just
depending
feeding,
on
I was
how
just
what
feeding
about
the kids.
The cheese was.
What about a half of a hot dog?
No, never.
Oh,
no,
that somebody else's mouth is
never,
straight up just
never
been on that dog.
I don't believe that.
Why would I lie?
Servers.
No, I don't believe that you didn't do it. I don't believe that it was a widespread.
It was taught to me by those before me, my seniors.
Same with servers. If somebody ever had like just fries that
never
weren't touched,
never,
yes.
Not
eating them in the back.
The only time I ever
it's
in a restaurant,
it's when they screwed it up.
Yes, but not when it was been on somebody's plate. No way.
Yeah, no. What are
you
talking about?
Not a chance in hell.
Although there was a couple of people that I worked with at Outback that would straight up. Like have the to-go boxes, and they would clear the plates off their table, and if something
disgusting.
Was not
yes.
fully
touched.
Eaten, they would just put it
that's
in the table.
Thing.
I got to eat.
It's a thing.
No.
If you're a poor college kid.
Yeah. I was poor. I would just eat there.
No, but, I mean, it's free then.
I mean, so were the fries.
Your fries were free?
Yeah.
What bougie place did you work at where you had free fries?
No, you would just eat they had the fry table, and if you wanted a fry, you could grab one or two or as many as you wanted.
Noel said, I've been begging and asking for years, and my wife will not allow me to get a pet raccoon.
Dude, they're so cute, though.
The raccoons are so cute, but they're such monsters.
Yes.
Like they're trash pandas, cute. Which sucks because it would be so cool if raccoons were cool.
Yeah.
But they're not. They always have rabies, and they're little maniacs.
Though I do see occasionally, like, when I see the videos of the raccoons,
the
like,
domesticated
all of
ones?
Yeah, I'm always like... That's so cool.
They're
so round.
They're like cats, and they're round, and they're fat, and they're happy.
But I feel like it would like if it scratched you, that would hurt.
Hurt so bad.
So bad.
I heard they taste pretty good too.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you, Army Hammer? Like, what are you talking about, man?
No, I just hear they taste
I know
pretty good.
People have eaten raccoon.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched the show.
Like that should be illegal.
Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a very nice
hat.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day when you were like a voyager through America, you would eat anything that
did
you came across.
Do you feel like that's like Ian, though? Like he's just got the same DNA where instead of eating raccoons, he's just eating old nachos in movie theaters?
That's
He's a scavenger, you know? He's living off the land.
That's just an ancestor.
That's just our genetics, you know, our dumb monkey brains kicking in, yeah.
Chrissy said, I'm divorced now, but my ex-husband... wanted to buy a ceiling fan that looked like a Harley engine on the light kit part and made the sound of an engine revving when you turned it on.
I'm glad you divorced him.
I had to put my foot down on that one.
Listen live on demandontheradio.com app and follow @David Mahoney.
So what is the thing that your significant other refuses to let you buy? Jerry in Crescent Hill said, my ex used to refuse to let me buy pants that I thought were comfortable. She always wanted me in nut-hugging khakis.
Oh, no.
And I hated it. I mean, look, as somebody that has firsthand experience with nut-hugging khakis that
I
hate.
Christmas pictures this year.
It's always like Christmas picture time. My wife will pick out my outfit, and I always despise it.
You didn't like your outfit? I thought you guys all looked beautiful.
That's something he would never wear.
I would never wear
them.
I would never wear them.
Well, I mean, because then everybody would have to wear black.
Right. No, I mean, I get why my wife dresses me for our family pictures, because I dress like an idiot, but I'm a comfortable idiot.
And she's coordinating the whole family, so you know, you acquiesce for that.
And honestly, if I match with my son, that's pretty damn
cute.
That's pretty damn cute.
That's really cute.
Oh,
really
it
cute.
Is really so cute.
I'm like, I will wear a cardigan this once because my son is also wearing a cardigan. And if you want me to wear the suspenders, I will do that too.
You want the little baby suspenders on kids. And I love little them. Bellies poking baby, out like they're old people.
Baby bow ties, I'm a big fan of.
But can you imagine if every day of your life you couldn't wear pants? Because some guys, like Ian, you wear very tight jeans, right? And you find them comfortable.
They're fairly tight.
They're your thing. I mean, they're not like vacuum sealed on.
They're not constricted. They're not compression pants.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, like skinny jeans, right? Some guys like those, but other dudes want a little bit more room. And I just can't imagine being in a relationship where you had to wear uncomfortable pants every day.
Yeah.
That would be a deal breaker.
Just to please your partner. No.
My wife doesn't give a damn what I wear.
Obviously.
Really?
She does not. She actually encourages the ridiculous.
Couldn't have guessed that she wasn't the one that dressed you in slides, golf pants, and a Tommy Bahama
tee. And two watches. Not yourself, one watch, baby. Two
She's
watches.
Just like, my wife's crazy because, like, you know, she is somehow attracted
to. Let's get to the second part of that sentence quick.
She is somehow attracted to me, you know, but she's like, no other, like, she knows that no other woman on the planet is going to find this appealing in this current state.
So she's doing what I used to do in college when I bought a new grill and I lived in the sketchy-ass neighborhood of Olympia.
Grill? Like a grill for your teeth?
No, like a No, like an No, like an outdoor grill for like cooking stuff.
I was going to say, Jay Farrow, why did you have a grill?
Yeah, because I had a short-lived rapping career. No, I had a grill for my house, but I lived in a sketchy neighborhood down by Williams-Brice Stadium, right? And so it was like where a lot of college kids live, but there was also just a bunch of meth heads that lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so when I bought that grill, I used to have to cover it with trash every night, like an old rug and trash cans that I'd push up against it, so that way it didn't appear to be a new grill, because somebody...
And then you would just cook on it later?
Well, I mean, it had a cover on it and everything. But, I mean, I didn't want it to appear to be a new grill, because somebody would come
Definitely
and
steal it.
That's what Mahoney's wife is doing with him.
Absolutely.
She just covers him
in trash.
In these trash clothing, and she encourages it. And he's as comfortable as could be, so he doesn't mind.
Live my best life over here.
Katrina said, I am not allowing a leather couch with cup holders in my living room.
I love those.
Man, I do too.
I see some of my friends and they have those couches and they have not just the cup holders, but like the full on like compartments. Like I have a friend it's a cooler in there. Like you can just have beer or snacks or
that is so cool.
Like can you imagine just like not having to get up when you're in the middle of a good show? You just reach in there and get a fresh beer and like some cold ass dip for your chips.
You gave your wife three beautiful babies. She can give you a lazy boy recliner.
It won't happen.
I know it messes with the feng shui of all your stuff, but like same in my house. My wife would not let me get a lazy boy to put in the, because it would just mess up the flow of the living room.
See, we have cloth couches right now. I hate them.
You want a leather couch?
I want a leather couch.
Yeah, leather couch
for multiple reasons. One, they seem very like they warm up.
They don't hold farts.
And they don't hold farts. That's the second thing.
Cloth couches, microfiber couches, suede,
and
all hold farts.
So much fart smell.
And if something sexy happens on the couch,
it's
way easier to clean up.
Hose it down.
I don't know if you need to hose it down.
It's already been hosed down. That's why we're cleaning it.
I think you may be overestimating your abilities there, buddy.
It's Cage.
I just acquired two king cobras.
Or Stage.
So Cage or Stage is a game that we decided to resurrect. It's been a little while since we played this. And the reason why is because Nicolas Cage, obviously, back in the news with his hit show, The History of Swear Words, on Netflix. And so what we're trying to do here is you guys are discerning whether something happened in Nicolas Cage's real life or if it was the plot line from one of his movies. Now, keep in mind that Nicolas Cage has had a fascinating real life. Like, there's a lot of really weird stuff that's happened in his real life. So, and he's also been in a lot of really weird movies, too, right? So trying to determine which is which can be tricky. So we're going to bounce back and forth here. Audrey, you have the option. Do you want to go first or second on the first Cage or Stage question here, whether this happened in his real life or in a movie?
I think I'm going to go first today.
First today, okay.
Thank you.
Is this Cage or Stage, Audrey? He once walked into a bar, Nicolas Cage did, in Red Rock, Wyoming, and he was mistaken for a local hitman named Lyle from Dallas by a patron. Is that something that happened in his real life, or is that a plot line from one of his movies?
That is staged.
That is from one of his movies. That is correct. Audrey on the board with one. That was from 1993's Red Rock West.
Hey, come back here. I'm not finished with you.
You know what? I am better than you.
How has he always been such a terrible actor?
And that's with Dennis Hopper, too, one of the greatest actors of all time.
Even when he's fighting, it sounds terrible. I mean,
Dennis Hopper got stabbed with a sword right there. That's how bad that acting was.
Dennis Hopper's finest role, Bowser, in the Super Mario Brothers movie, if you remember that one.
Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Mahoney.
Okay.
On to number two, in Cage or Stage. He once cost a company $10,000 just for whistling. Is that Cage or Stage?
I am going to say that is his real life. That is Cage.
Did that happen in real life? Yes, it did, Mahoney.
Believe it or not.
How did he cost them $10,000?
So the story with this is during filming Vampire's Kiss,
okay,
Nicolas Cage was actually filmed just kind of meandering around and whistling. The whistling scene made it into the movie. Unfortunately, the song he was whistling, Stravinsky's Petrushka, was not in public domain.
So because he was whistling this...
This isn't in the public domain?
No.
Oh, wait, are we going to get fined $10,000?
That was before 30 seconds.
No, we pay ASCAP and BMI.
He caught, the production company, $10,000.
They did not properly license it, and as a result, it cost $10,000.
Imagine being the lawyer for whoever wrote the estate that owns that song that's like, we're suing the hell out of Nick Cage. Got to get paid.
Got to get $1.
All right, so both of you have one correct. Here we go on to number three. Audrey, you get the first crack at this one. In order to get him riled up before sexy time, he once requested hot yogurt be poured all over his toes.
That's totally staged.
That is not.
That's disgusting.
Hot yogurt on his toes. What's the story behind this?
Now, that was actually to get him in the mood with one of his former partners. They came out and said that Nick had made some odd requests and obviously had said some weird things during the foreplay. But hot yogurt, I guess, gets him all riled up on the toes.
How do you get... You
got to microwave it.
Is he talking about actual hot yogurt?
Actual hot yogurt.
Audrey thought that was not real. Unfortunately, it is.
That's disgusting.
Weird. Or delicious.
One of the two.
Do you go with the Activa that Jamie Lee Curtis is pushing so you can get your gut right?
Yoplait.
No, you don't go Yoplait.
Activa.
I thought it was Activia.
Oh, it is Activia.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, one apiece, but Mahoney, you're up on this next one. At one point, he had a wife who opted to attend her 25th high school reunion with her daughter rather than him, and he showed up anyways.
That is staged.
Do you know the movie by chance?
I don't.
Oh,
Is that the Las Vegas?
No.
Elvis movie?
It's 1986's Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, Kathleen Turner.
Yeah. Doesn't Lucky Chucky want to come out?
Huh?
No.
You mean my Huang?
What? The weirdest accent.
Was that him?
Yes. Listen to his accent in this movie.
Doesn't Lucky Chucky want to come out?
Huh?
No.
You mean my Huang?
That man has won an Oscar, as he should have.
for every role he has ever played since the beginning.
Audrey, a chance to tie. Last opportunity. Fifth and final one here. He once enlisted in Apache Air to Combat training program, where ironically he reconnected with an ex-girlfriend. Is that Stage or Cage?
I'm going to say Cage. Is no, that Stage?
That was from 1990's Firebirds. Let's have a listen.
I am the greatest!
Oh, he is so awful and I love him.
That's right. A national treasure. In every sense.
And Mahoney gets the win.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a moment ago on the live stream, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, Audrey decided that she was going to snap off a couple of push-ups, and she is very bad at push-ups.
Yeah, but I'm very bad.
You got a solid one in there.
One and a half.
Push-ups are hard.
One
I can do the like the on my knee push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Me too.
But it's because I'm just like a little weak. I've never until recently started working out like my arms and my chest. Never have I ever.
Right.
And I haven't done like an organized sport in half of my life at this point.
And most organized sports, when you're younger, are mostly running around.
Yeah.
You're doing soccer, you're playing basketball. Like, very little upper body strength is needed for most sports unless you're playing football and you're trying to move linemen out of the way.
Yeah, I played soccer. I was doing a lot of lower body stuff.
So the more exercise, the better, health experts have found, which, of course, who thought that...
No, there was a myth for many years that, like, you could exercise too much that it would be bad for you.
Man, you know that somebody was just making stuff up and throwing it out there. Well, your myth has been debunked after a bunch of research that involved 90,000 people over a five-year period. They found that those in the top 25% who engaged in rigorous, intensive activity had an average reduction in risk of heart disease of between 54 and 63%. So if you're in the top 25% of people that exercise regularly mm-hmm. and you do it vigorously, your chance of having heart disease is reduced between 54 and 63%, which is a lot.
So I would say rigorously could be different for every person. It's just getting your heart rate up to a certain point.
Right.
Like Mahoney the other day, and you too were talking about how you would check your thing, and it was like 165.
165 makes me feel like I want to die.
That would be rigorous.
I peaked out last night, 171.
171?
Yeah, that's not good.
While doing it, like,
no, I just stood up.
A living room workout, and you got to 171?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I mean, it was only there for like a few seconds.
But still, that's high.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't work out.
The bounce back from COVID, and then you're working out to the point where you get up to 171, because do you know what your resting heart rate is?
My resting heart rate's like 80.
See, but if you do that enough, then you're actually going to be burning calories after your workout.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's something that, you know, I've had trainers tell me, and it's obviously they've done a lot of studies into it. That's true, that if you work out, you burn a lot more calories, even when you're just sitting on the couch later watching TV.
Yes.
And that is actually very inspiring, because many times I'm disappointed. I'm sitting there like on the treadmill or on the elliptical and I'm working out and I'm 20 minutes in and I burned a couple hundred calories, which I know is how many are in a banana, you know, and I'm like, so I had
all that work for a banana.
I had to work out for 15 minutes to burn off a banana that I ate right before my workout because I needed some energy for my workout.
The overall calorie burn is like, that's what I look at, for the day. Like,
the entire, how do you even see that? It's on the Apple Watch?
It's on the Apple Watch. There's your active burn and then there's your
total calorie burn.
Total calorie
burn.
And
that makes you feel better.
And the fatter you are like me, like I work out for like 5 seconds and I burn 100 calories, whereas my wife, she's like, jumping backwards burpees and stuff and she burns 50. And I'm like, no, it's just because I've got, 250 pounds. And
because you're in 171 heart rate for longer, and she's been working out for a while, so it's harder for her to get her heart rate up to burn those calories.
Yeah, I burn 3,800 calories a day, and I still somehow am not at a caloric deficit.
So speaking of unhealthy habits, Mahoney, I don't know if these are your ancestors or not, but this was actually found in St. Louis, where you're from. A cave that was used for hiding beer in the early 1800s has been discovered underneath a community garden in St. Louis.
Got to be part of like near Merrimack Caverns.
The McCoes and English Cave Recovery Team said the beer cave was located in Benton Park neighborhood.
Okay.
In spring of this past year, and the team used a pair of holes to get the cameras into the underground cavern. They say it's about 30 feet wide with a ceiling that is 7 feet by 15 feet tall. So it's a pretty big-ass cave if it's 30 feet wide. I mean, they dug it out, and it was used to hide beer back in the day.
I mean, it's cold down there. Like, you know, like that's the thing, like a root cellar or a basement, always so chilly, but great for, you know, storing beer for apparently 100 plus years.
And they say that the brewery epicenter of the city of St. Louis was because of all of the caves. Is that true? Have you heard that story?
I didn't know that, but I mean, Anheuser-Busch was, you know, centrally located in Missouri. I mean, obviously, big source of water right there with the Mississippi and the Missouri and the lakes that are in that area. Plus, you're right in the middle of the country, but I've never heard that. That's interesting.
So this is probably going a little bit too far. Some dude stole and sold state secrets for nudes.
Wait, what?
A dude in northern India, he got honey trapped.
He was giving away state secrets for
revealed
photos
that,
of
yeah.
That is a thirsty.
Yeah, he wanted some naked photos of women and wanted to have seductive conversations with them. He was arrested by the official
chat room.
Right? I mean, anything but this. So he had some state secrets that he had stolen, and he was trading them for pictures of nipples.
Wow.
Excellent.
Again, we tell you this, you know, before you make an important life decision like selling your state out and giving away state secrets, maybe just take care of yourself first.
And I didn't know that chastity belts were still a thing, but I guess they
there's
are.
There's a kink. There's a big, I mean, not is a it? Big, but there's a kink community
Ian shaking
that
his
really
head,
enjoys
yes.
those.
Of course.
Ian, have you delved into it? I mean, have you actually watched any chastity belts?
It's
oh, yeah, I've watched it.
Dave, it's traditionally not for women. This is more
the guys wear the chastity
dudes.
Belts?
Yes.
Really?
So, like,
yes.
For
it's
submission,
the guys who like to be
up.
Dominated by their partners.
No. There is a girl who just went viral recently because the key for the chastity belt broke inside of his belt. So he had to go to get it taken off somehow.
You probably got to drill it out.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Cleve said that's not a Nicolas Cage. That's a Nicolas Cage.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
But all of these chastity belts, though, are
Well, they got hacked, too. That was the story. They got hacked and then locked, and the hackers were demanding bitcoins to unlock them.
No, thank you.
Dang it.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
And out of all of the loss that the country has suffered this past year, I am so happy that Betty White is still with us. She is 99 years old. The question is, what is she doing for her birthday?
She
said,
great.
Running a mile each morning has been curtailed by COVID, so I am getting my workout in with the pet set re-released and feeding two ducks that come to visit me every day.
I love
Mahoney,
her.
Did you hear that? A 99-year-old woman
she's
runs
out running
a mile.
Every
Betty
day.
White, yeah, man. She is awesome. If you have never watched older Betty White material like her on, was it Mary Tyler Moore? She was so damn good. Yeah. Like, and I mean, obviously the Golden Girls is like probably what our generation knows her most from, but she was such an amazing comedic actress and a true national treasure. Like, I feel like, you know, when we're talking about statues of people, like, let's just throw out the politicians, statues of Betty White.
They asked what the secret to long life is, and she didn't have like some snarky response like some old people have.
Smoking and drinking a Dr. Pepper every day?
Yeah, she said, just looking at the positive side and not dwelling on the downside. It takes too much energy to be negative. Also, having a good agent that keeps me busy all the time. And I hear that. I mean, my grandmother is 100 years old, and she's kind of going through a patch right now, you know, at 100. But she's coming up on 101. But same thing. Like, she regularly jump ropes and rides her bike.
Jump ropes?
Yeah. It's wild, man.
I mean, that's
it's
how
wild.
You live.
Yeah.
That's how you live for
it's unbelievable.
That's wild.
Yep.
Okay.
Betty White at 99 is still kicking.
Love us some Betty White.
Jake Paul is moving out of his neighborhood in Calabasas in Los Angeles.
Neighbors are thrilled.
They are thrilled.
Are they just throwing the best block party of all time?
Because he was always so annoying with his parties that would rage at all hours of the night. Yeah.
Jumping
off
from the roof, blaring music in the backyard,
idiots.
Having just... Who knows who coming into your neighborhood?
Can you
for
imagine
clout?
If you buy a $10 million house and then Jake Paul buys the one next door? Ugh. So he's selling his house at $7 million for a 3.5-acre estate, 8 bedrooms, 15,045 square feet, comes with a pool and spa and all this blah, blah, blah stuff. If you recall, the FBI actually raided his house last year. Agents with armored trucks showed up with search warrants, ended up seizing weapons. So, yeah, they
even when you like
the neighbors are ready for him to get.
He was also looting in 2020.
Well, he wasn't
as well.
Looting, but he was in a mall that he should not have been in, which, again, places you shouldn't be going that you're not supposed to be. The FBI will come after you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, FBI. Even though there were really no real repercussions there. But my guess is the reason he's selling this is to move into a somehow even more expensive and bigger house.
Which is infuriating that says he has so much money.
That he is going, he's doing this so he can focus on his boxing career full time.
Oh, he did
so.
Knock the hell out of, what was it,
in
Nate?
The dumpster right now. Yeah.
I mean, he did beat the hell out of that dude.
Yeah.
But if he were to fight McGregor, I never root for McGregor, but I would.
Boxing is comedy now.
Well, to that point, Lamar Odom has just signed on to do celebrity boxing. So he is. Lamar Odom, by the way, how old do you think he is?
He looks like he's 55.
He's 41.
I was just going to say 40 something.
He seems like he's so much older than 41.
I think Lamar Odom actually will probably be a pretty good celebrity boxer. I don't know who they find to fight him because obviously he's like, wasn't he like 6'7"?
He's a huge guy.
And he's got a reach that is, you know, like in boxing, that is a big time advantage. And he was a professional athlete once upon a time.
They don't know who he's fighting yet.
He almost died.
Yeah, at the brothel.
Yes.
If you recall that, like he actually was dead,
but
I believe, for a short while.
That was years ago. You recover.
It wasn't years. Yeah. It was like maybe year ago.
That was before Dennis Hoff died. It's been at least 5 years.
Was it 5 years ago? I mean, I remember they had to chopper him out of there.
It was before we moved.
I'd say probably,
Dave.
It was probably around 5 years ago. Yeah. But he's 41 years old. So, you know, 5 years ago, he was only 36 and he was, you know, doing so much coke.
Give me a Jose Canseco versus Lamar Odom pay-per-view, and I'm spending all the money. All of it.
They're working on getting another big-name celebrity to duke it out with him. I think we just solved it. Jose Canseco and Lamar Odom would be the business.
Yeah, Jose's already booked.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who's he going to fight?
He's fighting some intern from Barstool.
Really?
He's not happy about it either. He's like, I'll do it. Pay me. I'm going to knock this kid out. I really want the Paul brothers, though.
Yeah, but
one of the Paul brothers is fighting Mayweather. So, like,
Jose Canseco is not exactly the payday.
He wants the one whoever dated Josie. I forget which one of the Paul brothers dated Josie.
I don't feel like Jose Canseco's ego could handle that. Jake. Like, if this guy was, like, hooking up with his daughter and then kicks his ass, which he probably would. I mean, Jose Canseco's a big guy. But I kid you not, I saw Jose Canseco at the gym, and this is probably, I don't know, a year ago. He was doing leg extensions, 45 pounds. Which is not a lot leg extensions.
I'm going to his car wash today to make fun of him.
55.
Right?
He's
doing 45.
He doesn't focus on the
That's
legs.
That's what I mean.
It's a glamour muscle.
I looked over and I was like,
in the gym, Jose.
45 pounds, you.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I had a dream last night that I cracked my phone, and I think it's the universe telling me something. Do any of you get nervous about stuff like that?
Message deleted.
I don't have a case on my phone.
You are a monster. Your phone gets broken all of the time, and you constantly complain about it. Yeah, it's working, but it's all jacked up.
One of the people at the hospital broke my phone.
My phone dropped this morning. So you know I have no nightstand. Next to my side of the bed.
Which is crazy. Why don't you have a nightstand?
Well, I have like a little...
Where do you keep your night water?
Night water? You have a night water?
Yeah.
You don't have night water?
You don't have night water?
Why would I have night water?
To hydrate in case you have to get up in the middle of the night.
I got two bottles of water right there just in case I finish the first night water. And
I'm sleeping.
My wife keeps one of those workout things of water next to the bed.
She is thirsty.
That's a flex. Nice.
Yeah, mine fell and it dropped. But it's fine.
Huh.
But I was very scared that it broke.
I'll say this. Why are we spending $1,100 or $1,000 on this piece of technology that is beautifully crafted? You know, they have like Ferrari engineers and designers design these phones for us. And why are we putting these like this ugly plastic thing that we can't even feel
so
how
when
it's
you
supposed
drop
to,
it doesn't break.
Like, why did I get it purple?
Feel it raw,
why did
man.
I get it
like,
purple?
I want the touch, how they intended it. Like, this is like putting on a case, it just feels bulky, doesn't feel like I don't get a satisfaction
safe, but
from
it's
that
safe,
touch.
Mahoney.
Dude, you're not trying to talk your girlfriend out of a condom here.
Like, just
put a case on your phone, man. I get exactly where you got your platform here. Like, I just
want
to feel it like God intended it.
Oh, my God.
It's not your wiener. It's a phone.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is not going to surprise you, but the effects of face filters for people are having negative effects on their mental health.
I believe that.
And, yeah, I mean, they're cool, right?
Instagram.
I mean, like, people... like the filters, and you see people using them all the time.
No, but it's
but there's also
real,
people that take them too far.
It's not a real representation of who you are. Facebook, and or excuse me, mostly Instagram, is the new beauty magazines. Nobody is ever fit enough. Nobody is ever good-looking enough. We even the people who are the most beautiful people in the world are using filters on their face to make them look better. And it's like, man, like if that person has to do that, then I must be just a troll to look at.
Audrey?
Yeah. Filters are awful.
No, over to you. What do you for real? How do you? Because you use filters a lot, right?
Yeah. I use filters on like my stories and stuff. I don't really filter my pictures like anymore, other than like adjusting color and stuff.
That's adjusting, not filtering. That's color
like,
adjusting.
Yeah, it's just kind of like if you take a picture for your family portraits, they're gonna adjust like saturation and blacks
mind.
And the whites and the shadows and all that. But like whenever you get down to like doing the big lips and the nose and the face tune.
You can make your face skinnier in Photoshop now. It's crazy and it's easy.
And there's actually apps where it will recognize your face, especially if you have it in portrait mode on these apps. And there's like a little beauty section where you can make your nose thinner, your lips more full, your teeth wider, your eyes larger. Don't just make it to where you look like a cartoon version of yourself.
Look.
Yes, I mean, but it's
it just
the
sucks.
What we have created as the national standard of beauty, and we've been going through this all throughout our entire lives and for generations before us. This is just the new wave of what we are currently going through.
The thing that really tilts me is when people are bad at the photo editing, and you can clearly see where they've made themselves skinnier because all of the background is also bent in. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so like whenever they're trying to
make themselves
skinnier. Slim, thick. Yes.
Right, yeah. And so they'll pinch themselves in, but then whatever's behind them is also pinched in.
Dave, are you saying I don't have an hourglass figure? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Mahoney, the forest behind you has a bunch of bent trees in it. but look, that's not the only thing that's going on right now. This is something that I've never heard of until this moment, but it's called Scrotox. Have you guys heard about this?
It's Baltox.
Yeah, it's for your balls.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's popular in Europe.
Well,
why?
I mean, like,
if somebody's already down there and looking at them, I think that we're probably committed to whatever's happening.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's going to go, oh, it's a little too wrinkly for me.
Never.
Buy yourself a Norelco and you'll be fine.
I mean, honestly, they all are. Yeah. They're just, it's just not like a real fun thing. Like, a woman or a man probably looked at a ball sack and gone,
That looks great now that you put some Scrotox in it.
Like I said, for men, no man has ever looked at a woman and gone, I would love to be with that person if they had more voluptuous lips.
It's true.
No guy ever in the history has said that. Just
eyelashes.
Or eyelashes.
Yeah.
But also no woman had said, I would have loved to have been with him if his nether regions were somehow smoother.
Right.
No. Like these are frivolous, in my opinion, things that we're doing. Like if you're trying to attract.
Okay, but what happens if I have a wrinkly forehead like your butt, like your ball sack? But it's
forehead.
Like your ball sack wrinkles on my forehead. I'm gonna Botox my Scrotox.
If your forehead looks like my nuts, you've got bigger problems.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.